Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brad Paulson, president of Northern Crops Marketing and Investments. Brad, we saw the bean market kind of just take back some of the losses from yesterday.
Yeah, we had that false story out yesterday from one of the major news agencies talking about the payments would be based on this year's soybean acres, which wasn't true at all. Tomorrow, Thursday, we're supposed to get announcement of the administration and Department of Ag on what these payments are going to be and how they're going to determine them. So that will be a key day tomorrow. Weather is still the front burner here, though. Wheat disease continues to really be a problem in both winter wheat classes, the hardwood winter wheat and the soft red, as it's been wet down there all spring. And as far as corn planting, you know, we were about 49-50% this week. It's going to hard to be above 65% next Monday, and that would be the slowest planting pace on record if that should happen. And, you know, as far as the weather forecast, it certainly doesn't look like we're going to make a whole lot of progress over the weekend here.
Well, that's the thing. We've got we made some areas saw some nice progress, but there are other large areas that have not.
That's right. And most of the people in the trade now are kind of penciling in, as of right today, about 4 million acres of prevented plant corn and probably an 8 to 10 bushels yield drag on this late planted corn that's been mudded in, and all kinds of problems are associated with that, as we all know, nitrogen leaching, poor stands. So that comes into play here, too.
Yeah. The wheat market, that maybe more of a correction today, I suppose, huh?
I think so. You know, we got export sales tomorrow. Wheat sales have been pretty good and inspections, but you know, maybe they'll be good tomorrow, too, because we really didn't bounce this wheat here till this week. But, you know, prices were at their lows here after that last bearish crop report. A lot of the end users domestically and internationally probably aren't covered very well here on their needs for corn and wheat. So I think, you know, dips will be well supported for the time being. And farmers, you know, especially in new crop selling, will be kind of waiting to see what happens here with the weather. A lot of old crop corn got sold here this week, though.
That's right. Anytime you get close to that $4 thing, $4 mark, guys got to be looking at that, I would think, huh?
Yeah, especially the old crop stuff. You know, we're back to the best price we've seen all, you know, since last summer again. So I got to take advantage of that. You don't know when this weather's going to change. But again, I think we've probably hurt this crop beyond repair to some degree already.
Livestock side of things, what's going on over there?
That high corn market kind of put a little pressure on the feeders this week. We're up pretty good in the front end of May here, up at $1.20 in those feeders there. Live cattle, cash market's still a little soft. That's keeping the funds liquidating lawns over there. Keeps a little pressure on the front end of the live cattle there also.
All righty. Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of?
Well, the weather in the world, too. There's a few hot spots. Australia is still half dry. They're half of their growing area. Western Canada looks to stay dry here. And then we got some warm weather to hot weather moving into eastern Europe, Russia next week.
Brad Paulson at Northern Crops Marketing and Investments.